When we look at the global picture of people lacking sanitation, there are 1 in 3 people globally that don't have access to a toilet. And when we look at the Pacific, there are some really concerning trends that we see, with over half the people in the Pacific not having access to sanitation, to a basic toilet, something we take for granted. And for example, in Papua New Guinea, it is very concerning that it's one of the only nations where we see the health statistics deteriorating. And we know that a toilet is essential, particularly for women and girls. When they don't have access to a toilet, their education opportunities are affected, their health, of course, is affected, but also their safety.
When you say toilet, are we talking about, you know, a safe spot to, you know, eliminate waste, or are you talking about, you know, the flushing and the clean sort of ceramic bowl that we're used to?
When we come down to the basics, we're talking about how to keep feces away from people. So when I talk about a toilet, it could be something as basic as a pit latrine, as long as we're preventing flies and feces from coming into contact with people. So we know that in many Pacific islands, what we need to be seeing is local and appropriate toilets that protect people from feces. And that might be basic pit latrines or composting toilets. In some of the urban cities, we might see flush toilets. But again, we need to think about, well, where does the wastewater go from those flush toilets in the cities in the Pacific? And we need to look at wastewater management. Sadly, again, if we look globally, we can see that a lot of wastewater, the waste that's coming from toilets and laundries around the world, is actually not being treated and going straight back into the drinking water, which is really concerning for people's health and well-being.
Is this an easy matter of making, you know, getting villages and suburbs and so on to dig the appropriate type of latrine, or does it require a massive government program? I mean, have they got the facilities to get this done in the Pacific region?
When we look at the Pacific, on the one hand, the solutions are simple, but also it's a complex story. So at a household and community level, the solutions aren't complicated technology. But when we think about it more as a systems issue about how we get governments prioritising policies around sanitation, about governments prioritising facilities that are appropriate for women, it is more complex, but it's very, very doable. For example, in Papua New Guinea, the government there now has a policy for water sanitation and hygiene at a national level. And what we need to see is that getting appropriately resourced with funding, making sure that there are the people in the system to deliver it, and also that there is a really strong focus on women and girls. An example of that is work that we're doing with our partners in communities, so that when a household and a community is making a decision about where a toilet should be built, they do what's called a safety audit, thinking about, well, how would a girl or a woman access this toilet? Would she have to walk very far? Would it be dark and or dangerous, particularly at night, when unfortunately women are very vulnerable to attack? And also, what about women with disabilities? How will they access the toilet? So it is, on the one hand, simple. We know what needs to be done. But on the other hand, it is a more complex story, and one where we do need to see more political will behind toilets.
Is it really perhaps up to women's groups in these countries to stand up and say, this is what we need, please get it done, as opposed to waiting for, you know, the male-dominated governments, of which I think nearly every country in the Pacific is?
Yeah, the report that WaterAid's put out is called Out of Order, and it really shines a light on the issue of lack of sanitation for women and girls and how it impacts them. So it's just not good enough that in 2017 there are these huge issues. So we absolutely need to join together with women's rights organisations and women's groups to really be pushing for change, because if we sit back and wait, it's not going to happen and it won't be prioritised.